Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, I'm Followed Fam. Novaline here, your daily dose of real talk about breaking free from the algorithm, both online and in our own minds. And today's topic? It's a big one, folks. We're diving into forgiveness, that powerful yet often tricky thing we all struggle with at some point. Ever feel like you're carrying around baggage, anger, or resentment? You know that feeling when someone hurts you, and even time seems to pass without easing the sting? Well, let me tell you, holding on to that hurt isn't just tough on your heart, it actually messes with your focus, clarity, and overall well-being. It's like a mental weight pulling you down, making it harder to move forward and truly thrive. But guess what? Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or pretending things didn't happen. It's about releasing yourself from the shackles of negativity and reclaiming your peace of mind. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger doesn't hurt the other person. It hurts you. And trust me, it's a game changer. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate forgiveness and finally let go. 1. Forgiveness starts with you. This one is huge. We often think forgiveness means giving someone a free pass, but it's actually about freeing yourself. It's choosing to release the grip anger has on your emotions and energy. Think of it as an act of self-love and compassion, prioritizing your own well-being by letting go of something that no longer serves you. 2. Understand their story. This doesn't mean making excuses for bad behavior, but trying to see things from their perspective can be powerful. Everyone has their own baggage, struggles, and experiences shaping their actions. Understanding their story, even partially, can help you detach from the anger and resentment. 3. Practice empathy. It's tough, right? But try putting yourself in their shoes. Imagine how they might be feeling, what led them to act the way they did. Empathy doesn't mean condoning their actions, it just means trying to understand where they're coming from. This can help shift your perspective and make forgiveness feel less like a punishment and more like an act of understanding. 4. It's a process, not a switch. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event. It takes time, patience, and often, several steps back and forward. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and remember that progress is always better than perfection. 5. Focus on the benefits. Think about how much lighter you'll feel when you release that anger. Imagine the clarity, energy, and peace you'll have. Visualize those positive outcomes and let them fuel your desire to forgive. Remember, forgiveness isn't for the other person, it's a gift you give yourself. Here's a real-world example. Think about a friend who hurt you. Maybe they broke your trust or said something hurtful. You might be holding on to anger, feeling betrayed, and struggling to move forward. Try this. Spend some time reflecting on why they might have acted that way. Were they going through a tough time? Did they misunderstand something? Even if their actions were wrong, trying to understand their perspective might help you see them in a new light. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about choosing peace and moving forward with your life. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger doesn't hurt the other person, it hurts you. So take a deep breath, practice empathy, and remember, you are worth living a life free from resentment. Okay, unfollow fam, time for action. This week, choose one situation where you need to forgive a friend, a family member, even yourself. Take some time to reflect on what happened, try to understand the other person's perspective, and most importantly, focus on the benefits of letting go. And remember, sharing is caring. Spread this message of forgiveness by telling a friend about the episode or leaving a review. Let's create a world where holding onto anger isn't an option. Until next time, keep it real and keep on following the negativity.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.